What a great view from this pass!
Yeah, this is Mikoshitoge Pass. It's the last major pass before reaching the Kumano Hongu Taisha.
That's good, because my legs are getting tired.
This pass name has an interesting background. Would you like to hear about it?
Sure.
Well, there are a few interpretations of the name Mikoshi. Mi sounds like mitsu, which is three. This is the third major pass before reaching the grand shrine. The word Mikoshi also means portable shrine. As we are deep in the sacred mountains of Kumano, the trees here are believed to be extra special. Accordingly, they were used for making the Mikoshi for the three Kumano grand shrines.
What's a portable shrine? Do people carry it around or something?
Well, as a matter of fact, yeah. A Mikoshi is a palanquin-like structure that rests on two long horizontal poles. On the roof, there's often a gilded phoenix, a symbol of good omen. The Mikoshi is used to transport deities. The first record of its use is in 749, when a deity from Kyushu was transferred to Nara to safeguard the construction of the great Buddha at the Todaiji Temple in Nara.
Is it still possible to see a Mikoshi now?
Yeah, they are still used extensively all across Japan on festival days. For example, you can see the Mikoshi of the Kumano Hongu Taisha every year during the Grand Shrines Festival on April 15th. The Kumano deities are invoked to temporarily take up residence in the portable shrine. Then it's carried with great enthusiasm on the shoulders of 20 to 30 people. It's an exciting event as the Mikoshi is spun and tossed in the air as it makes its rounds, purifying the area. The Mikoshi is taken to Oyunohara, the deity's former home before the Great Flood of 1889. Here, various rituals and celebrations take place, including fire rituals and mochi rice cake scramble.
Sounds like fun.
It sure is. It's my favorite event of the year.